Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I think I would have been a good cheerleader.
I'm sure you would have.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm
loud.
You
got spirit. Yes, you do.
Totally. Hi, Julian Benzavalli.
Hi, Patrick Hines.
Hey, fam. Join our Facebook group. We just hit the 59,000 member mark.
Whoa.
It's so fun. Come and meet new friends, hang out, share your dog memes, share your wedding pics, talk about the episodes.
Yeah, because we like talk to you a lot in the apps and we ask you questions.
It's
and
true.
Then the Facebook group is where everyone goes to sort of the answer. Like we were just talking about twins.
Yes.
So everyone's like, I'm a twin. I know twins.
Also, fam, I'm on tour. If you don't know this, we just announced 10 new cities. I'm coming also to Dallas, Austin, Houston, Portland, San Francisco, Phoenix, Detroit, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. And East Coast, I'm coming. We're going to announce more cities later. But just get all the details and get your tickets at patricktours.com. A bunch of the smaller venues have already sold out. So if you do want to come, let me make you laugh for an hour. Then we all go to the bar. It's a cash bar, but we hang out all night. We make new friends. It's going to be really, really, really fun. So patricktours.com for the information and tickets.
Amazing.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Oh, thanks, girl.
You're welcome.
Girl, what are we talking about today?
So this is on HBO Max. It's called The Texas Cheerleader Murder Plot.
Yeah. It's a much less interesting name than the TV movie that was eventually made.
Which we will get to.
Yeah.
I know about this from the movie Bring It On, which I will be referencing at nauseam today.
Yes.
School spirit turned to sinister desire this year in Texas.
It was a case so bizarre that it captured national and worldwide attention.
She's been dubbed the pom-pom mom.
The shocking, unbelievable plot. A small-town mother so obsessed with her daughter's cheerleading chances that she would resort to murder for hire to improve her daughter's odds of getting on the squad.
There's been a lot of negative surrounding the story of my mom, and I'm tired of running from it.
The story of a crime that provided the plot for two TV movies.
If wanting something good for your kids is greedy, then I guess they could label me as being greedy.
Maybe sometimes people just want to believe what they want to believe, and that's fine. I'm the only one who knows the full story about my mom.
You still interested in taking care of that problem?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I've carried the secret around for too long, and it nearly killed me.
Today, she decided it was time for the public to hear her side of the story.
My name is Shanna, and I am the daughter of Wanda Holloway, the notorious pom-pom mom. And I'm going to tell you the truth about what happened for the first time.
I've been looking for a documentary about this case since we started TCO, but there wasn't anything like recent or full length.
That's so weird because it's so ripe for a documentary.
I know.
You know, I know about this case from my friend Mike Jensen because he was obsessed with the TV movie, which I've never seen, but I've always loved Holly Hunter until I learned stuff about her in this.
It's, you know, there's a lot going on. Let's
and
get
I don't think Holly Hunter is at all bothered by whether or not
she's like, what?
Her. Who?
She doesn't even remember she did this movie.
I know. Although, I don't know. It's a moment.
It's a camp classic.
It's an absolute camp classic. Well, we start with Mimi Schwartz. Schwartz, S-W-A-R-T-Z. She's an editor for Texas Monthly. Now, TCO fam, if you don't know about Texas Monthly, let me tell you, they do some of the absolute best true crime reporting out there. They do long form stories. If you're ever bored and you want to like read like interesting true crime stuff, just Google Texas Monthly True Crime and you will get so much good stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can we just go back for a second though?
Because
it's January 30th, 1991. Dear diary, my mom was picked up today by two detectives. And I'm like, is this real? The answer is yes. We have photos. This girl, Shanna.
Yeah.
She's not a woman now, but at the time she was a teenage cheerleader. And this is all about how her mother hired a hitman. Now, if you saw the movie.
This is all about how her mother entertained the notion of hiring a hitman.
Well, I know about this from the movie Bring It On.
Okay, it's a
throwaway line in the movie where Torrance says, you know, mothers have killed to get their daughters on squads. And the mother goes,
that mother didn't kill anyone. She hired a hitman.
She hired a hitman.
Right. Right. Yeah.
That was the front where I was like, wait, that must be real. This is the case. This is what that line is referencing.
This is the case. And everyone in this thing is guilty. And this mother sucks. But like, there is nuance to what she actually did.
And Shanna is here to tell the story.
Well, it's her documentary. And it's kind of
her world. We're just living in it.
100%. And it does a cool thing where it's like, you know, they normally be like prosecutor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like my mom's lawyer.
Yeah. Anna McDonald, her lower third is she wrote a book about my mom.
Yeah.
So it's very clearly like, and the font is in Shanna's handwriting. It looks like it's in a notebook.
Yeah.
This is Shanna's world. We are just living in it.
All of that is the best part of this documentary.
It adds, because it's like Shanna is telling her story about her mom. And I'm sure the people on the other side of the story are like, well, hold on a second.
Yeah. And I know we're going to get to all of it, but I'm conflicted about Shanna because I don't think she's really being honest about her mom. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot. So anyway, but Mimi is saying that
Texas is this idea of individualism. I think it's still a place where people think they can make their own rules and want to make their own rules. So Wanda Holloway is an example of that.
This is a place where people think they can make their own rules, and they do make their own rules.
Right.
I'm like, all right, Mimi, okay then.
But the other talking heads are saying that, like, this whole thing takes place in this suburb of Houston, which is, like, the Texas that people wanted to exist. Like, a place where, like, football is king, and it's all about the cheerleader dating the quarterback. And it just seems like bullshit to me.
Yeah, well, it's...
I don't think I'd do well in a town like that.
No, probably not.
No.
Same, though, you know? Like,
yeah.
No.
You
Shanna
would thrive.
Hated it.
Against, like, everything you want, you would thrive.
In what way?
Because you're so hot, and you're like, you're nice, and like, and you wouldn't even want to be mean to the quarterback. You know what I mean? You would do great in a place like
that. I wouldn't
be
mean to the quarterback because he tells his girlfriend, and then she tell her friends, and they'd all be mean to me.
But I just feel like you'd do great. I feel like you'd do okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Not me, though.
I'd find the closest Tim Riggins.
What's a Tim Riggins?
Friday Night Lights. That's Tim Riggins. He's like the bad boy.
Oh.
Like,
I thought he was going to be the gay boy, but no. Okay, got
no,
it.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can't talk about Friday Night Lights. This is a Bring It On
podcast. I was really thinking,
today.
Like, how long is this episode going to be?
You
know what I mean?
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
So Shanna tells us about her childhood herself. She was independent.
Yeah.
She was a spitfire. She's a leader, like tap, ballet, painting, piano, modeling. And I thought it was really interesting because it's rare. Just follow me on this. It's rare that someone tells us about themselves, like not in the obvious way.
In that way.
Like in most documentaries, they'd be asking my friends and family to describe what I was like as a kid. But Shanna is here saying like, I was a spitfire. I was a leader. I did this. I thought that was cool.
But I thought it was cool too, but it's nuanced because she's going to later say like, I also hated doing most of that stuff.
She hated
everything. And her mother was making her do all of that.
And because Shanna's mom, quote, sparked her interest in cheerleading. Shanna's mom put her in cheerleading when she was a kid.
Yeah. And like, she asked her when she was like three, if you want to be a cheerleader. She's like, I don't know what that is. And she's like, well, you're gonna hold pom-poms and jump up and down and scream. And she's like, sure, that sounds great.
Let's do that one.
What three-year-old doesn't want to do that?
Now, the moms, and we learn, and it's not just Shanna's mom, it's like the moms of this area and of this time that like,
if you wanted to do something that indicated that you were popular, your standard of beauty was accepted, you become a cheerleader.
It meant you were popular.
And
this
also,
is what we're being told.
100%. Somebody makes the really good point that for women who wanted to like care about sport, like the world didn't care about women's sports back then nearly as much as they do now, which is still not nearly as much as they care about men's sports.
If you wanted to be an athlete in any way, you were a cheerleader, which Q, I transferred from Los Angeles. Your school has no gymnastics team. This is a last resort. Okay, so I never cheered before. So what?
You contain multitudes. I know that you love Bring It On, but it feels, I don't know. I wouldn't be like, I would be like, she loves Beetlejuice. I wouldn't be like, she loves Bring It On.
Oh, that's like, I mean.
You contain multitudes.
I love them all.
I know.
Are you kidding? Like, don't make me choose.
Yeah. This is not a democracy. This is a cheerocracy.
It is, because learn later that it for sure is. And let me say.
Oh, I have so much to say about that.
Let me say right now, cheerleading is no joke. It's incredibly hard. No matter how many Bring It On jokes I make in this episode, please, I am in awe of cheerleaders.
Well, and also, there's a difference between the cheerleading that was going on at my high school, which, and no offense, Colleen, but like, it was just like, rah, rah, whatever. But then you see the cheerleading competitions.
Like, what's
that
on
are like,
ESPN? Truly,
exactly.
It is. They are
exactly
for real. True athletes.
Yes. And like these women, you know, you could get scholarships and go to college on that. You could,
of course.
Like these women could join the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Did that.
Yeah.
Like
totally.
That was her scholarship, and then she was on ESPN all the time, and it's like, it's amazing.
No, absolutely.
So Wanda Holloway is Shanna's mom. She's described as very tightly wound.
She also describes herself in an old interview as being low key.
No.
And I was
Wanda,
like, that would be like me describing myself as low key.
No, Wanda.
Patrick has a real low key kind of guy.
No.
You know what I mean?
No one would
ever. A real
say
inside
that.
Kid.
No. She's uptight. She was active in church, active in school. She was always like keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very strict.
The one thing I wanted to say here, and I don't think they're trying to force a full I, Tonya down our throats with this documentary, mm-hmm. but I was
another
like,
fantastic, perfect movie.
But also worthy of the subject. Like, for me, I think this mom sucks. I think she basically did what she's being accused of, though I think there is nuance to it. And I was just like, I'm not quite ready for these people to be like, we got it wrong the first time.
Well, here's what they really hit home here, and that this will come back. Wanda was all about the rules. Rules. She loved rules. You follow the rules. If she has to follow the rules, everyone has to follow the rules. And that will be her undoing.
And because she does get fucked by the rules.
That's
you know
the thing.
What I mean?
They betray
and
her.
It's truly unfair
the
what
rules
happens.
Betray her.
Yes. But also, I have this note 100 times throughout my notes. That really sucks, Wanda. You still shouldn't have hired the hitman.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. She was all about the rules. The rules betrayed her.
Yes.
She snapped.
100%. And I do want to give Wanda some credit. Like, she is a woman, like, we're gonna get her backstory right here, right? And Shanna, her daughter, is saying her mom was raised missionary Baptist.
You don't have sex before marriage. You don't swim with other sexes. You know, you go to church, usually Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesdays. You know, she couldn't just go do whatever she wanted to do. She had rules to follow.
Lighten up.
Like, the greatest joy of summer is swimming with,
like,
you know what I mean?
Kidding?
With swimming with people you want to see in bathing suits.
Oh my God.
But like, you know, go to church on Sunday and Wednesday.
It's also just so stupidly heteronormative. Sorry.
I know.
Could be like, please.
Absolutely.
It's just so you can't swim.
I know.
Like,
I
the
know.
Boys pool and the girls pool. Meanwhile, half the
works
girls
out
and half
great
the guys are like,
I know.
Hey.
Totally.
Like, enough.
Get those, you know what? I'm really supportive of that rule. Get those girls out of here.
Yeah. More, you know what?
Get them out.
Boys only sleepovers. Like, people, you were thrusting them into the arms.
I know.
Like, enough.
Of Satan's homosexuality.
I mean.
You know what I mean?
I love Satan's homosexuality.
Is that our new gay bar?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to open a new gay bar in Houston called Satan's Homosexuality.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I love it.
All right. But anyway, Shayna is saying that her mom couldn't just do what she wanted. She had rules to follow. And I wanted to make the note here that, like, Wanda does seem like in another life, she would have been running a company. She does seem like somebody who was very ambitious, who didn't have a lot of opportunity. And
well, she's very superficial and she's all about what it looks like. And she wanted everyone to be jealous of her daughter. And,
yes,
you know, like,
yes.
Oh, her, you know, she wanted to sort of parade her daughter around as the successful one. And it was all about what everyone, to me, what it's seeming like is that it feels like it was more about what everyone's going to think.
Well, and it's also very Mama Rose energy. Like, you know, Shayna is going to say, my mom wasn't trying to live vicariously through me, but I'm sorry, girl, you're wrong. Like, she absolutely was trying. And I said, two things can be true. We say it all the time. Your mother could very well have been trying to give you opportunities and make you have more than she had, and to also be living vicariously through you, because she's trying to make you have the opportunities that she didn't have, but that you also don't want.
And Wanda's not the only one doing this here.
Exactly.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a Wanda-specific thing. It's sort of what the first 20 minutes of this are like, this is what the culture was.
Right.
This is like...
Yes.
This couldn't have really happened anywhere, necessarily. Yeah. This happened here for a reason.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So Shane is saying that, like, her parents' marriage really sucks. She doesn't really remember them being married ever. That, like, they got divorced when she was really young. We learned that her parents, Wanda and Tony, met in high school. The mom was a sophomore. The dad was a senior.
They married a week after she graduated from high school. And according to, I remember Tony's mother telling me that they would exchange vicious barbs with each other, put each other down about their physical defects and so forth. And, you know, the marriage didn't last too long.
Wanda was very disgruntled in her marriage.
But is anyone shocked? They got married when they're 17. You don't even know who you are at 17 years old.
I know.
They got married as teenagers. They really grew up. They realized they hated each other and they weren't attracted to each other. Is anyone surprised? This is why you don't get married when you're 19 years old.
I know, but it's why you're saying it could, like, only have happened there. You know what I mean?
Like, my God, you don't even know who you are as a person yet.
I know.
17 years
old. Also, like, that thing where Shayna is saying, like, my parents just, like, wanted to hurt each other and they didn't care who knew it. Like, they would talk shit openly about the other one in front of the kids. They would use the kids against the parents. Like, this is bad parenting, everybody. This is just bad parenting.
Yeah, because Shanna says, which I think is really important, her wording here, she says that her mother learns how to be manipulative from this marriage and her father.
Yeah.
And Shanna also points out that she's not 100% sure what the truth is. She just knows it was a mess. She was in the middle.
Yeah.
It was really bad. And she kind of noticed her mom changing a little bit and becoming a little bit more vindictive after this horrible relationship.
And we should point out that Shanna has at least one sibling that we hear about that we never meet.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to be in this documentary.
Nobody.
Like, the mom isn't in this documentary.
No.
The other cheerleaders aren't in this. No, she couldn't get anyone to sit down and do it.
And Shanna says that Wanda, she was like, look, it was a mess, but her mom actually made sure that Shanna was bathed and got three meals a day. And so she's like, obviously I preferred being with my mom.
Well, I was just going to say, we don't give you credit for actually just rearing, doing the bare minimum in raising your child.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, the dad sucks because she's like, we would go over, it was like Sarah Turney telling that story about how nobody brushed her hair for a summer. And I wake up in the middle of the night, like, so sad about thinking about
that. He didn't want a family. He was a kid,
exactly.
too. Like, he was a young, you know, it's like, it was a mess.
Yes.
So Wanda put Shanna in gymnastics and cheerleading at 3 years old, quote, so she'd be ready. Okay. So cheer, gymnastics, dance lessons, art, piano. Shanna says, I constantly had stuff to do.
You know, can I just say, we put Daisy in gymnastics, I think, when she was four. And I've told this story before, but, like, the original idea of this gymnastics place was you drop your four-year-old off and you come back and pick them up. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm going to leave my four-year-old with you in this, like, so that didn't happen. They ended up, like, letting the parents stay, obviously. But Daisy...
I mean, obviously.
Daisy thrived, you know, and it's so lovely to see a kid doing something that they enjoy, whether they're good at it or not.
Yeah.
And, like, Shanna, we're going to learn, like, right now, fucking hated all of it.
She hated all of it.
Wouldn't it have been so amazing if they could have found, like, the one thing that Shanna really wanted to do?
Yeah. And maybe it was one of the other many things she was doing. We're just here to talk about cheerleading.
Right. We learned, too, that, like...
Even at the house, they'd converted the garage into a little cheerleading studio of sorts. And Shanna was made, when she'd come home from school, to go directly into that area to practice the cheer routines. I don't think there was near as much emphasis on her schoolwork.
Had to continue doing gymnastics, which she hated when she was at home.
Yeah.
Can you imagine any worse way to take all the fun out of everything?
No, it's a perfect way to ruin, ruin this thing. And again, if it's like, oh, so you can be ready. Like, you put Daisy in gymnastics, honestly, to make her tired and have her do something.
Literally. So we can get out of the house on a Saturday morning.
Be active, be social, meet other people. It's like something for her to do. It's not like, so she's ready for what, the Olympics? Like, she's four.
Right. And, like, this is what I would say 90% of parents do. Like, you just do it because you do it. And you want, you know what I mean?
Well, and this is where we get, like, half the people, everyone in the documentary saying that Wanda was vicariously living through Shanna, and Shanna saying, I disagree with that. That's not what this is. But to be fair, Wanda is not the only mother doing this, because there are moms on the news for this shit all the time. Namely, Amber Heath and her mother, Verna. So we have
Verna is such a name.
Shanna and Amber are the daughters.
Yeah.
And Wanda and Verna are the
moms. What's her name?
Verna and Wanda. This is like...
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's just such a name. Verna.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
So Amber was pushed and pushed and pushed from birth, essentially. Inside Edition was doing a profile on them.
Well, because I think that that profile came out after this plot happened.
But Amber was winning twirling competitions at 3 years old. And
more
I'm like,
trophies, I know.
Why is she even allowed to compete at three?
More trophies than she knows what to do with. More trophies than they have any space for. And can I just tell you, we see Amber, I would say, for 5 minutes over the course of this documentary.
In, like, archival footage.
Yeah, we never hear her speak.
No.
This girl knows not to open her mouth. It's so sad.
And just, like, do it. And win the awards and
yes.
win the trophies.
And do it for her mother. She never has a smile on her face. Yeah. And I'm not saying she has to smile if she doesn't want to. I'm just saying she doesn't ever look happy.
Yeah.
And like, as a parent, how can you look at your kid who's clearly not enjoying this and be like, but we're going to make you do it anyway?
Because there's a difference. I think there's a lot of nuance here because you if you want to be the best at something physical, you have to start from the very beginning.
Yes.
You really have to put the work in. You have to sacrifice. You can't always go to the dance. You can't always do this. I totally understand that. But like, when I was in grade school, I went to school with two sisters who were both gymnasts.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't do anything, and they were miserable.
Of course.
And they were definitely like Olympic caliber. I think one of the sisters actually really did go very, very, very far in that world.
Yeah.
But like the eighth grade play was the biggest deal. And like the girl in my class like couldn't do
it. We'll call her Genevieve.
Sure. Genevieve couldn't do it because her mom wouldn't let her miss gymnastics and she was miserable. And the teachers was like, no, because we did Sound of Music. The teachers were like, no, that like everyone in the class is doing the eighth grade play. Everyone looks forward to it. So she was a nun in the Sound of Music and they just like put her in scenes, but she couldn't come to any rehearsal.
Are you going to tell them about Liesl or am I going to tell them about Liesl?
You can tell them about Liesl.
Jillian was so good that they double cast this bitch. Not her, the bitch. This bitch being the show. And they had two casts. Jillian was cast as Liesl for both performances.
For the day show and the night show.
That's wild.
And then everyone wanted the night show.
Right.
It was not fun. You think that's a good
really?
Thing? It was great, but no one was nice to me
Listen,
about it.
Listen, being a star, it's, you know what I mean?
It's really lonely at the top.
It's really lonely.
In the eighth grade production of Sound of Music, please.
We did one of our live shows. It was when we did our Broadway show, and we put a picture of it up. I'm like, this girl did the day show and the night show, ladies and gentlemen.
But you do have to sacrifice stuff. But like looking at this girl in my class and her sister, they were unhappy.
Yeah.
And they had to miss all the fun things. And sometimes, again, I know people who have kids in sports or whatever, or even music or anything, you have to work hard. You have to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
But these two girls were miserable.
Yeah.
And they would say as much.
Yes. And so, but it's the same thing with Shanna and Amber. Like I can't speak for Amber. Like we don't know. She's not here. But Shanna did not enjoy being pushed into this world. But interestingly, Shanna and Amber, they go to the same private school. They realize they live on the same street and they become best friends.
They're friends. Like Amber's brother was Shanna's first crush. They're besties.
This was a shock for me because like, spoiler alert, these are the people that the mom tries to hire somebody to kill.
Well, the girls were friends.
Yeah.
It becomes about the moms.
But the other thing that I wanted to say about Verna, just to give her a little bit of props, is that Shanna says
my mom and Verna were friends at one time, and Verna actually helped my mom because she was a single mom and she needed help getting us to school. So Being that Verna lived around the corner, she would pick us up, take us to school in the mornings.
Verna would pick up all the kids and drive them all to school. And I'm sure that for the single mom, that was really helpful.
Yeah, because they were best friends. They were doing the same kinds of things. Like, I think maybe, and parents, please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure there's a lot of politics here. But it's sort of a little bit inevitable that the moms would at least be civil when the daughters are besties.
1,000,000%. Right? And like, they live in the neighborhood. Like, we're talking bridge nights. Like, come on.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Suddenly 1955.
We're having key parties over here.
Well, now we're in the 70s.
But, you know, also, we get this little moment where Shanna is like, Amber wanted my life and I wanted Amber's life. Because the thing that Shanna sort of hints at here is that her own mother kind of wishes Amber was her daughter. Because Amber's the star.
Amber's excellent at this. She's like the biggest competition in town. Like everyone knows who Amber is.
Yes.
So 1989, it's cheerleading tryouts. Shanna is in the seventh grade. Shanna and Amber are both in seventh grade, and it's her first time trying out for the squad.
Now, there is something very important that gets told here. Remember, Shanna and Amber were going to this private school. They are all going to be going to this public school for seventh grade. But in order to qualify to be on the cheerleading squad in seventh grade, you have to be at that public school in sixth grade. So that is a rule. That is a rule that Wanda and Shanna follow.
So Shanna did go to the school for sixth grade.
She leaves the private school early and does the right thing so she can be there in sixth grade so she can try out for the cheerleading squad in seventh grade.
And this is the big cheerleading squad to be on, the seventh grade cheerleading squad, because it'll lead you to other things. So this is very, very important.
Yes.
Shanna did follow the rules. She went to that school for sixth grade so that she could qualify to audition in seventh grade. Amber did not go to that school. Amber, as per the rules, is not qualified to try out for the squad.
Because Amber is also going to be going to the school in seventh grade, but she didn't transfer in sixth grade to make herself eligible to audition for the cheerleading squad.
Now, this is all great news for Shanna's mom, Wanda, because Amber, with Amber out of the way, Shanna is for sure going to make the squad.
Yeah.
Amber's super talented. She's fierce competition. She's the biggest competition around.
Yes.
Shanna and her mom are super happy with how Shanna's audition goes. Because remember, Shanna's tryout, she's allowed to do it because she went to the school in sixth grade.
Yep. And they go and they do it and they're really super happy. And as they're walking out, they see Amber and Amber's mom walking in to try out. Remember, they should not be allowed to try out because she did not qualify because she did not go to the school in sixth grade.
Wanda's literally like, she doesn't even go here.
Right.
What is she doing?
Exactly.
As per the rules, Amber does not go to the school. She cannot try out. Those are the rules. Wanda loves rules.
Wanda loves rules.
And the rules are working in her favor. Amber, you didn't go to the school in sixth grade. My daughter did. She's going to make the squad. You can't. Oh, so sorry.
Sorry, girl. But then they find out.
Verna Heath, Amber's mother, had gone to the school board, unbeknownst to Wanda Holloway, and asked them if Amber could participate in the tryouts for cheerleader, even though she was not technically enrolled in a Channelview public school at that time. And the school board said yes.
And not only do they let Amber audition, she takes the spot that Shanna would have gotten.
Shanna doesn't make the squad, and Amber does.
And because of the system, because it's a voting system, and only two people can be accepted, we see the tallies. So if Amber didn't audition, then Shanna would have been number two. But Amber auditioned, and whether she got number one, number two, we don't know, but now there's no room for Shanna.
Because, just to hit it home, because Amber's mom had a meeting and made them change the rules for Amber. She was the exception to the rule.
And let me just say that, like, Shanna made a big sacrifice transferring out of her school a year early to go to this new school where she didn't know anybody to do it the right way to make her eligible to be on the cheerleading squad.
Right.
It's not a small thing that it's a year of school. You know what I mean?
Yes. It is a wildly unfair and frustrating thing that happens, especially when you're Wanda, whose whole life is rules. She followed the rules.
Yes.
These people didn't follow the rules. And now her kid is on the squad and my daughter isn't.
But now, see, this is where we take a left turn, because this is the first place that Shanna's like, I don't know, I was kind of relieved. I didn't really want to do it anyway.
Because what she said, and then I just go, like, once we learn that Shanna does not make the squad, but Amber does, in my notes, I just have, oh no.
Yeah.
Because
you're kind of like, I might hire a hitman too.
Shanna says, my mom decided that since they didn't play fair, she didn't have to play fair either.
Yes.
But this is also where we learn Shanna hates cheerleading. She hates football. She goes, what is the point just jumping around trying to get people interested in football? Is that necessary?
No, and she's like, you could have asked me as a cheerleader, like, what would defense, offense? I would have had no idea. It'd be like I was a cheerleader.
She hates cheerleading. She hates the action of cheerleading. She hates the thing she's cheering for, which is football. She hates competitions.
The thought of having to get up in front of judges,
I think it would send me into like little panic attacks. But I didn't realize I was having panic attacks at the time. Just kind of a feeling of dread.
She hated going in front of the judges.
You know what should have cheerleaders? The spring musical. Wouldn't that be great? You know what I mean?
But then it's like, but if we're singing.
I know. But you're not the cheerleader and double Liesl. You know what I mean?
No, but if I'm trying to sing.
You get the star dressing room. We know. It's all
about
you. I did
not. Can you imagine? It was in the gym. In the locker room downstairs. And it smelled.
But I'm just saying, everyone knows what's going on in the spring musical. You know right. what I mean?
But here's what Shanna says. And I'm like, oh, this is not just like, I don't feel like it. Not saying, and even if she doesn't feel like it, she's 3 years old, she shouldn't be twirling competitions anyway,
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
But Shanna explains, like, now she knows that it was a panic attack. But back then, as a teenager, she didn't know. So she would be going up in front of the judges, dreading. She hated top to bottom everything about cheerleading.
Yes.
Absolutely hated it. And it was giving her panic attacks and affecting her mental health. But she didn't do it. Like, but she couldn't stop because her mother, like, refuses to let her stop.
I know. And I just, my note here is, like, my heart just breaks for her.
Because Shanna says, Mom, I hate this. Like, my stomach hurts, my chest hurts, I hate this. And her mother basically says, too bad. Too much money, too much effort, too much time, you're doing it.
I just can't imagine saying that to Daisy.
I know. And then Shanna says, okay, well, if you want to cheer so badly, you should do it yourself.
Go do it yourself.
And this is another movie that I promise you, not in a million years would you guess that I'd be referencing right now.
Okay, all right.
The Joy Luck Club. There is a scene in the Joy Luck Club. Ashley and I used to quote it all the time. This little queen diva, this little actress, she's like 8 years old. And it's like she's the chess star and the chess champion. And her mother's like bragging all around town that she's like the chess champion. And she like is really mad. They're like walking down the street and she's really mad. This little diva queen, you dropped your crown. Oh, my God. And she, her delivery, she's like, why do you have to use me to show off? And they're like, beep. If you want to show off, why don't you learn to play chess? And she like hisses the S's. Ashley and I, we'd like pass each other in high school and be like, why don't you learn to play chess? This little,
oh my God,
superstar diva in the movie The Joy Luck Club.
Can I tell you something? My daughter has learned how to play chess and she's fucking great at
really?
It. We played chess last night. Now, I'm an idiot. I don't know how to play these things. Daisy is like, she has never played chess before. She
you should probably learn the rules because she's probably just saying she won. Kids do that shit all the time.
Though that is something she would do. Like
100%.
I've learned the rules, like, but I just mean like you have to really think ahead in this game. And
that's literally why they say you're playing chess and not checkers.
Literally. Daisy's like, she'll be like, check. Check, like as in checkmate.
You know what? I check you, girl. I don't believe this.
Look, I'm going to play again tonight when we get home because I got to win once. I've played with her four times. I've lost every time.
But do you know, like, I do.
The rook can only go forward. The bishop can only go diagonal. The queen can go in any direction as far as it wants to go.
The horse can go one over, right?
Or one up, two over.
Yeah.
The king can go in any direction, but only one. And then the pawn can go in its first move either two or one, but after that, only one. And it can only take somebody out on the diagonal.
And the queen is that girl.
Yeah, and the queen is that girl. The queen can do anything. Oh, but if you get a pawn all the way to the other side, it becomes a queen.
Yes.
Comes out of the closet, becomes the queen
if I may,
it was
like,
meant to be.
One of the cuntiest moves in board games.
She did it to me last night.
If the pawn can make it all the way across. And the pawns are, that's why they say like, oh, I'm a pawn in this game.
Because
they're used as throwaway pieces.
Yes.
But if you're smart, if you really know how to play chess, now this is a chess podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
If you really, really know how to play chess and if you can make that happen, that's like an
can
epic
I
move.
Tell you what Daisy said as she put the pawn away and picked out the new queen? Do you know what she said as she put it on the board? And I quote, "Yes, queen."
Well, that's in the rule book. I think that's the official.
It's the savagery. It's just the straight up savagery.
Oh my God!
I know.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
So, okay, 1990, we're at the ruler incident.
Oh my God.
So Shanna...
This is one of the things I've been looking forward to talking with you about for about 2 weeks now. So yeah. Let's really do this.
Shanna was overruled by her mother. She's still
cheering. She was over what?
She was overruled. I know. You're welcome. Shanna hates it. She told her mother she doesn't want to cheer anymore. Her mom says too bad.
Yeah.
So the mother is optimistic because there are more spots this time around because we're trying out again.
Yes.
1989.
Yes.
Now remember, Shanna still hates this. No one cares about that.
Right.
There is now a cheerleading election. By God, Torrance was right. It really is a cheerocracy.
You guys, when I tell you that, like, my jaw was on the ground when I learned you campaign. You campaign for cheerleader.
This is the messiest bullshit. It's insane and ridiculous. So you were screened by a team of college cheerleaders.
So Shanna was selected by that committee to be a candidate.
If you made it past the judges, you tried out in front of the student body. And then the students would get to vote for who they liked the best.
Torrance, she had it all right. It really is a cheerocracy.
But like elected, like you're running for cheerleader. Running for cheerleader.
After you make it through those judges, they turn it over to the student body and the students get to vote. This is the most insane, manic, unhinged behavior. You think high school kids are voting on talent? They're voting for their friends.
Of course.
Like, this is an actual election. Cheerleaders are campaigning.
But this is why you should be allowed to campaign. We learned for this year and this year alone, the school board makes the bullshit decision, you can't give candy.
But this isn't about athleticism.
I know.
If you're gonna win,
you know what I mean?
But the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Okay, you could be the most charming person in the world, but can you cheer?
Does it matter?
Can you do a herky and a kick and all that stuff? Can you be at the top of the pyramid? Like, I want my cheerleaders to be the best of the best.
I agree, but like they say, we learned that things have gone badly in the past because you're not allowed to give out candy. You're not allowed to give out money.
Or anything that people want.
But like, people were buying votes to be cheerleader.
This is like just a breeding ground for even more mean girl shit.
I know.
I think it's completely fucking unhinged. I think it's insane.
I couldn't believe it as we were going through it.
Yeah.
And because Shanna's mom is so manic about the whole thing, before these rules went into effect, she had rulers made with Shanna, like vote for Shanna for cheerleader or whatever. But now they're not allowed to use them because you can't use anything with like a printed name on it.
The school thinks that a ruler is the same as money or candy or anything else that someone actually wants.
Like, you're just walking out the hallway with fives, you know what I mean?
And Wanda's like, I already bought the rulers, and the school's like, too bad.
Too bad. But that girl that didn't go here can still apply and get your kid's spot on the cheer team.
That's the thing.
Yes.
So, I'm not defending Wanda at all, but this is a woman who's one on the verge, like, was kind of always on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
She's literally
anyway.
A woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Truly.
Robbie Roselle, that was for you.
You're welcome. And now, rules, all she does is follow the rules, and every time she tries, they're like, the rules are betraying her.
Yeah, I know. This woman is living on the edge and the rules are betraying her and she's a rules person.
So Wanda says, well, I already bought the rulers. The school says too bad. So Wanda's like, whatever.
Wanda needed to make some little voting promotion signs. I think she had some signs shaped like a megaphone made out of cardboard that said Shanna on them. But she didn't have any sticks. So Wanda decided to use the rulers that had Shanna's name printed on them to affix to the sign.
Wanda makes these vote for Shanna signs. That is allowed. But she uses the rulers as the stick for the sign.
But like she knew she wasn't allowed to. You know what I mean? She cannot help herself.
Right. And they're not allowed because they're like a gift.
Yeah,
There's something you can use.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would take candy over a ruler.
Or five? Give me a five.
Day. You could use a 5 for a ruler.
Sure.
If you use it gently enough, it's fine. So Wanda uses the rulers for the sticks for the signs. This gets Shanna disqualified.
Now, here's what I have to say about that. Notice what you said. You said Wanda uses the rulers to make the sign. If Shanna were up all night making these signs and getting the rulers and campaigning, like, great. She's not doing any of that. Her mother is the only one who gives a shit about any of this. She's making all the signs. She's adhesing the rulers to the signs.
Well, she has to win against Amber's mother. It's about the moms now. And it's like the Salem witch trials. They haul Shanna out of class, send her to the principal's office. She's presented with the sign and the ruler. She's like, more weight. I don't fucking know.
More weight. Giles Corey reference.
But Shanna is upset. But she says, like, she was upset for her mother.
Wait, it's dark in there.
They just, like, show her the ruler, like, do you have to say for yourself? And she's like, I don't.
She's like, I don't want to do any. I don't want to do this.
Like, can I be relieved yet? Do I finally not have to do this for once?
Right.
So, but Shanna says to us now.
And I went to the bathroom. I cried in the stall for my mom. Part of me was relieved. Part of me was really upset because we had put a lot of effort and energy and work into doing this, and again, it fails.
Her mom put so much into, quote, making me successful.
Ugh.
Shanna, girl, you were the one doing the backflips.
I know. And
putting all the work in.
At the end of the day, this is the second year that she's not going to be a cheerleader. You know what I mean?
Because of rules.
Because of rules. Rules and rulers.
Rules and rulers.
You know?
And the betrayal.
The betrayal.
But even she says, she's like, this is so stupid. It's a fucking ruler.
Right.
So Shanna's like, whatever. I'm not that girl. I'm not going to cause a fit. I'm just going to cry in the bathroom.
Somebody says, nobody knows who blew the whistle, but it could have been Vera East.
Of course it was. Are you kidding me?
Blew the whistle on Rulergate.
Look,
you know?
You are forcing your daughter into twirling competitions at 3 years old.
I know.
You are getting the school board to make exceptions. You are absolutely playing dirty and pulling some shit left, right, and center. Are you kidding me?
No. I totally agree.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
Like, what is Verna's thought process for for the greater good of the squad, to get the exception, to have your daughter be the exception to the rule?
And the other thing too, Verna, it's not like Shanna getting on means that Amber isn't going to get on. Amber's getting on no matter what.
Right.
She's just like trying to make hell for Wanda.
And like, these moms would do anything for their kids to be on top.
Yes.
Now notice I didn't say anything for their kids.
Totally.
It's for their kids to be
100%.
So Wanda's talking shit all over town. She hates Amber. Right. She hates the who's the kid. She hates the mother. She hates the school system. She hates the cheerleading squad. Everything's unfair. And let me tell you, I'm not defending her, but if we're looking at this on paper, she's not 100% wrong.
She's not. But then we cut to a clip from the Maury Povich show.
Oh my God.
From like after the fact, where Verna is on the Maury Povich show being like,
yes, there was tension. She would watch Amber with her arms folded and comment, oh, well, she's going too fast.
But as far as I know, they never talked about it.
Did you ever think about having a conversation with Wanda?
I did not feel like confronting her. It was trivial to me.
It was trivial to me. Like, oh.
That's what you do. That's how you handle it. Sorry, what's your name again? Have we met?
1,000,000%.
So Verna's playing. Look, these are mean girls who are growing up and playing mean girl shit when they're grown adult women.
But the other thing, too, is that Amber is sitting next to her mother on the Maury Povich show, and she's sitting there looking like she looks so unhappy. She looks like she'd rather be any fucking where else. This is not about her and her happiness at all.
Yeah, like, did Amber want it? Just because you're amazing at something doesn't mean you should do it.
100%.
So I'm sure Amber put in the work. She was great. She was winning competitions since she's 3, which I think is sick.
Yeah. I mean, totally.
But it's January 30th, 1991. Shanna comes home from school. She's like, I thought I didn't have to do this anymore. I got disqualified from everything possible.
And I got
kicked out of the cheerocracy.
Because her mother wants her to go to the garage and practice her cheer routine for next year's tryouts. I'm like, girl, at that point, she's going to be a fucking junior on the cheer squad for the first time.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
And that is unfair.
Yeah, it's totally unfair. Yeah.
But come on now.
I know.
So Shanna is doing her... She's rehearsing her routines or whatever in this like designated cheer area that was the garage.
The cheer area. Oh my God.
She's there and she notices like these two creeps in a car across the street.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, this is actually perfect.
Uh-huh.
Now I have to go inside because if I stay outside, they'll kidnap
they
me.
They might kidnap
so
me.
I cannot rehearse because these guys are such creeps. They're going to kidnap me.
Meanwhile, the mother would much rather run the risk of getting kidnapped.
100%.
You know what I mean?
So Shanna goes inside.
Yeah.
Her mom comes home from running errands. And suddenly, the two men from the car are in the house. Guess what, everyone? They're cops. And they take Shanna's mother.
Because we learn
the state had filed charges against her for solicitation of capital murder, seeking to hire a hitman to kill her daughter's cheerleader rival's mother.
Hiring a hitman to kill Amber's mom, Verna.
Like, oh my God.
And there was also talk of kidnapping Amber and, quote, selling her into slavery and sex trafficking
her. I know.
Okay?
I know.
Now we have to talk about this piece of shit, Terry Harper, okay, who's Shanna's uncle. It's her father's brother. He is an all-around bad guy piece of shit.
Yeah. He, like you said, Tony's brother, they call him a ne'er-do-well, which is not a word I know how to spell.
There's an apostrophe in it.
No.
Yeah.
Like hors d'oeuvre.
No, it's like N-E apostrophe E-R. Like,
oh my God.
It's because it's supposed to be like never.
Oh.
So ne'er do well.
Because hors d'oeuvre is like H apostrophe O. I can't.
Hors d'oeuvres. Right. If you're saying
I got as far as the H and then you lost me.
Yeah.
You know? But Terry had started having problems with the law at 13 or 14. But like for possession of marijuana, like come
14-year-old
on.
Shit.
Exactly.
You know? But he was, I mean, this is, I when we learn, we're not defending this piece of shit because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
But, you know, DUIs, in and out of jail. He was like, they call him, you know, the outcast of the family.
But they say he, quote, he's not the murderer type. He's just the rapist type. We'll find out in a little
bit.
They
say he's not a mass murderer, but
right.
Single murderer?
Yeah. Well, right,
and
exactly.
Definitely a rapist.
Yeah.
So let's rewind. Five weeks before the arrest, there's the family Christmas party. Now, Wanda had been secretly talking to Terry for weeks.
Yeah.
Wanda wasn't welcome at the party because she's on the outs with seemingly everybody. Family drama. She can't go to the party.
Can you imagine Wanda getting drunk at a Christmas party and like,
yes.
What would go down?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I mean, like the stuff of legend.
A Jello mold is getting thrown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she doesn't eat. Lord knows.
No.
You
and
know.
Like I hope. Can Shanna eat at least?
I hope so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Though? Like,
yeah.
So Wanda isn't going to the party because of all this family drama. She sends Shanna to the party with a note for Uncle Terry.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? So
yeah.
We learn that Wanda and Terry are in cahoots. Now, what Wanda, I'm like, in cahoots about what? But they tell us that they're working together for some nefarious reason.
Yeah.
But there was something Wanda didn't know. Terry was working with the cops.
Terry has been talking to the cops.
Like, it's so dirty.
So Flint Blackwell, lower third, arrested my mom. In Shanna's handwriting.
Yeah. Flint is a character, by the way.
He says that Uncle Terry came to them.
Yes.
And Uncle Terry goes, my ex-sister-in-law just asked me to hire a hitman. Is that anything?
Right.
And they're like, Terry, what?
But they also kind of don't believe him.
Because Terry's Terry. Terry's known
exactly.
Around town for being
a ne'er-do-well. With that apostrophe and everything. Totally.
A skell, you know, skell?
No.
Oh, that's a word my dad will use. Like, oh, he's such a skell. Like a fucking creep, disgusting.
Skell, your family knows all the words.
It's like
herbs.
Herb. If I said herb, he'd be like a skell. And I'm like, no, a skell.
No,
a skell.
Dad, no.
A skell's like you cover your drink.
Uh-huh.
Like kind of scary.
Uh-huh.
Like Richie Aprile from The Sopranos is a skell.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
But a herb is like, you fucking loser, herb. Get
right.
Out of my way, herb.
I can name 10 off the top of my head.
Like easy.
You know?
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
So they're all in disbelief. They're like, your ex-sister-in-law asked you to hire a hitman?
They're like, girl, we're going to have you call her right now so we can hear the conversation.
When I say they start immediately recording the phone calls, I mean immediately.
But the quote from Flint, the officer, is, quote, we briefed him really good on what to say and then we hooked him up to the phone.
The pay phone in the parking lot. Like this minute.
I just have this image of them like, hooking him up to the phone booth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like they're hooking him up, not. What technology is this in 1991, by the way?
It's like Radio Shack,
it's
I'm
like a
sure.
Casio keyboard.
We briefed him really good on what to say, and then we hooked him up.
They wire him up to the payphone in the parking lot.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Oh, God.
He's, like, attached to the payphone.
I mean, it's, like, he's electrically, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then they have him call her. We hear the entire call, right?
I mean, Terry lays a trap that Wanda saunters right into because he's like, hey, Wanda.
You still interested in taking care of that problem?
Uh-huh.
All right. well, I've gotten in touch with someone for you.
Okay.
And, but I need to know exactly what you want. I know exactly what it's going to take. So,
when can I get with you?
Are you still interested in solving that problem? Wanda's like, you betcha. And he's like, okay, state your name and your date of birth and your social security number.
And the crime you'd like me to commit.
And tell me in as much detail as possible exactly what you want and what the transfer of goods and services will be. So you want to what? You're going to pay me to what? Uh-huh.
But the other thing, too, is when Flint is now, like, we hear both sides of the conversation, but I don't know what kind of technology they hooked him up to the payphone with. Because Flint's like, well, we only heard his side. And I was like, Flint, why am I hearing both sides? Because you hooked him up real good to the payphone.
Because what happens is they meet up and Wanda lays it all out in the Grandy's parking lot.
So what we hear
is like the tape recorder that's in the backseat of the car. That's what we start hearing.
I'm like, Flint, I don't know.
We don't hear that first phone call.
Okay.
So when we get, but Uncle Terry is that piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's wearing a wire, but they're in his car in the parking lot and Wanda is laughing a lot. We hear her on this.
I know.
So we learn it'll be $7,500 for both murders, $5,000 for Amber, the girl.
Yeah.
$2,500 for her mother, Verna, to which Wanda says on tape, mother, she ain't worth crap, is she?
I know.
Wanda is having the time of her life.
No,
Based on this audio, what I'm hearing in this context, Wanda's having a grand old time. Her troubles are nearly over.
But what I will also say is she never says the words like, okay, I'm going to get the money. I'm going to meet you on Monday. She's never like it's never a definite. It does to me sound a little bit like she's not completely sure she wants to do this, but the cops are taking what I'm hearing and they're saying
she was just going back and forth. And, you know, my fear was, and George's fear was, is that she would back out from Terry and go and get someone else. And it really happened.
What we think is happening is that Terry's too expensive for her and she's going to dump Terry and go find somebody else. And then this is actually going to happen.
Because she's saying things like, well, maybe I should go with the mother and the kid. Maybe she'd be screwed up without the mother and maybe it would mess with her mind.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to figure out the best way to fuck up this girl's opportunity
and
to be a cheerleader.
They're also talking like, well, maybe we kill the mom and then we go Nancy Kerrigan on the kid. Like, we don't care as long as her legs get busted up, she says.
So the cops are worried that if Terry doesn't agree to a price,
yes,
or they can't agree on a price, she's going to go and do it elsewhere. And then it's at the murders or the abductions or whatever are actually going to happen.
Right.
So they're like, Terry, just close the fucking deal.
And you know what? He does. And I will not allow this to be walked back.
Because he goes, you know what? Just give me what? Do you have earrings or something?
Right.
Just, the hitman says it's fine. I just called him. It's totally fine. What do you, the earrings that you're wearing
are perfect
for collateral or whatever. Because they need some kind
of transaction
to happen.
And I'm telling you, it happens. And like, they're going to try to walk this back later. The last third of this movie makes no sense to me because she paid for the services.
She gives him the earrings and she leaves thinking that the murders and or sex trafficking will happen.
Exactly.
And the next day she's arrested.
Yeah.
So the cops hear what they need to hear in the parking lot. The transaction happens, the transfer of goods for potential services.
Yes.
And the services, again, being violence or sex trafficking or murder.
Right.
Whatever the hitman can do.
We hear the cop tell us about like when they go to get her.
And I said, look, you know, you're under arrest for solicitation of capital murder for Verna Heath. And she said, oh, really? I said, oh, really? She goes, am I going to jail? I said, yeah. She said, well, let me go change clothes. I said, no, man, we got clothes for you downtown.
No, sweetheart. We have clothes for you down at the county jail.
I know. It's the most surreal thing I've ever heard in my life. Also, we see a piece of that clip from the Holly Hunter movie later. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Like, it's perfect. So good.
But they tell Wanda to tell Shanna, her daughter, that she's been arrested for hot checks because, quote, clearly she's not going to understand any of this. I'm like, why? Because she's a girl? She's not an idiot.
Right. But I do
think... What do you mean she's not going to understand it?
I'm with you, but I think that it will be much less traumatized. I mean, she's going to find out eventually.
Then say you're going to protect her feelings. Don't right, say, oh, yeah. She won't get it.
She's
this
dumb.
Is, you know, her brain's too small.
She's a girl. You said, yeah, just tell her hot checks.
Yeah, and like, you can't do the weak arms thing because she's a fucking gymnast,
right,
so I don't want to hear that
part.
Now, Wanda calls her husband, her new husband.
Well, news to me that she's married. We just
right,
found
she's
out.
She's married again and tells him smartly to get a lawyer and off they go to the jailhouse.
Yeah.
And Wanda was just fine. Like, the cops are like, I kind of felt like she was a little disappointed that this meant that it didn't go through in the end.
You know, here's my thing. In my mind, she paid for the hit. I think she's probably relieved to find out that it didn't happen. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it doesn't mean she didn't do the crime, you know? It's like, I think she's on the hook for this murder, you know?
If it happened.
But I think she's on the hook for the intent for this murder. She paid for it
in
her mind.
She's on tape, and we'll hear more of the tape, coming up with all of these grand plans of, like, terror and trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
But, like, instantly, this becomes a national news story.
Well, she's known as the pom-pom mom, wasn't the Nancy Grace.
Which is, like, so dumb, but we obviously could have done better. You know what I mean?
Could we have,
though? I just feel like, I mean, like, what's the movie actually called? The
like, very weird,
The Mostly True Adventures of the... allegedly Texas cheerleader murdering mom or whatever.
Something.
Like, I mean, that's exactly what this should be called.
Pom pom mom is easier to say.
Pom pom mom is,
you can make the headline.
Yeah.
If
it were me, I'd be like the cheer queer.
The cheer queer.
You know what I mean?
People are mystified. They are stupefied.
Yeah, but
they cannot believe this has happened.
Wouldn't you be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is the wildest thing you've ever heard.
I wonder if there are some, like, crazy stage moms who are like, damn, that's a good idea.
I know.
Man. I would have gotten away with it, though.
I know.
It's
not worth it to get your 14-year-old to play Mama Rose.
Like, my God.
You know what I mean? I know.
Look, reporters are harassing Shanna, which is not okay.
I remember being chased by media off the school property and halfway to my house. I remember finding out that one of the people that I thought was a close friend of mine was selling yearbook photos to the media.
Friends are selling yearbook photos to the press.
Like, not okay.
Not okay.
And we see Shanna's diary.
Yeah.
And it's like, diary. Mom told me that she was gone all day yesterday because she had talked with Uncle Terry about killing Amber's mom. She could go to jail. I really hope she doesn't, Shanna.
I mean,
that's like a note you leave when you're like, hey, I ran out to buy bread. I'll be right back.
I mean, but I guess maybe the thing that Shanna never says here is, yeah, I'm not shocked.
Well, so because Wanda gets out of jail and she's home as
on
she
bail.
Awaits trial, right?
Yeah.
And Shanna is feeling absolutely everything you could feel. She's
totally.
She's sad. She's confused. She's guilty. She feels scared. She's like, am I safe here?
Right.
Like, who is her mother now? What is her mom capable of?
Right.
So she's feeling, and she, Shanna,
and that Pisha's shit dad is nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen. And Shanna is also blaming herself because she's like, if I just made the squad, none of this would have happened.
Yeah.
If I was good enough to just beat Amber, we wouldn't be here. And I'm like, Shanna.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
No.
No, I mean, and of course not, but her mother has set her up all of her life to feel guilty. You know what I mean?
Right. But now, though, because of this mess, Shanna is in the custody of her dad.
Right.
And she was never comfortable with him, and she was scared of him. She goes, it wasn't respect, it was fear.
Yeah. And we see more of this guy, the dad is on Larry King. Larry King is back and looking
he's
like
everywhere.
A million bucks. I know. The dad is awful. And he's saying he's trying to get primary custody of the kids. Like, you know that he doesn't give a shit about that.
Well, and it's interesting based on what we find out later.
Yes. There's a reason why he wants custody.
So it's August 1991. The trial starts. There are no cameras in the courtroom, but the cameras can peer through the windows.
Which is fine.
What?
Yeah, that's very poor planning.
No audio, just cameras through the windows. Like, okay, 1991, what is going on?
Can you imagine if this had been televised?
No.
I mean, weirdly, there are people now who don't know about this the way they know about the Menendez case or whatever.
I know.
You know?
It's crazy.
But if it had been televised, it would be up there with the Menendez case.
Yeah. And we do get a lot of footage because the press was allowed to, like, watch everyone's entrance, and Wanda was dressed to the nines every day.
She looked great.
Uncle Terry, piece of shit, is the star witness.
Yeah. We hear more of the tapes. And, like, we hear Wanda saying,
I'm going to ship it to Cuba to keep it there for 15 years, okay? I mean, I can't stand a woman here. You can't stand it.
Well,
I cannot stand the woman. I want to go.
I can't stand the woman. Terry, you gotta understand.
Yeah.
I mean, she sounds like a desperate woman at the end of her rope.
Yes.
Because the thing is, Ken is a juror, and Ken says, it's very clear that Terry hated Wanda.
Yeah.
He was not a fan, and he goes, and he wasn't a particularly nice guy. Like, no, he wasn't.
Yeah.
But Terry has this checkered past, and Wanda, the point that they're trying to make in this case is that Wanda went to him because of that checkered past.
Exactly.
She's on tape laughing about all of this. So in this case, the checkered past actually works in favor of the prosecution.
And, like, my note here is if I'm on that jury, I 100% believe that she wanted these people dead.
Terry asks her, do you want them dead or just hurt?
Right.
And she goes, now, if all of a sudden her legs just happen to come screwed up.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I don't know if she's talking about the mother or if she's saying about the teenage girl. Look, if you could somehow hurt Amber, this teenage girl's legs so bad that she can't cheer anymore, I'm not going to say no to that,
like,
either.
Can you imagine?
She's a child.
I know.
And your daughter doesn't give a shit. Shanna doesn't want this.
What?
Like, just let the girls be friends.
What did it take to get Wanda to this level of unhingery?
I think she was brewing for a while.
Yeah.
I think she was in a shitty, abusive marriage.
Yeah.
I think she came from a very repressed family. Rules, rules, rules. You couldn't even go fucking swimming.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was brewing for a long time. And I think she thought that, look, if my daughter's the best and I train her and I spend all the money and I follow the rules, I'll be able to be at the top of the heap. And that's not at all what happened.
Right.
She followed the rules. Amber and Verna didn't.
Yeah.
And she couldn't. She just couldn't understand.
She snapped.
And it is unfair on paper.
Yeah.
What happened is unfair. However.
But it's also like, you don't just look for a different school for your kid. You, like, go right to Hitman.
Or you don't realize, you know what? My daughter hates this. Her heart's not
right.
in it. She doesn't want it anyway.
Right.
If I want to.
Let's get her a trumpet and see what happens.
Like, it's, as Cat Williams says, it's esteem of your motherfucking self. It's,
yeah,
your self-esteem. Do something for you.
Yes.
If you want to feel good about yourself, why don't you learn to play chess?
Exactly.
As they say in the Joy Luck Club.
I'm trying.
You know, like, you do for you, Wanda.
Yeah.
Your daughter is miserable. And her best friend, now it's ruined.
Right.
You know how hard it is to be a girl in high school?
Oh,
let
God.
Them just be friends.
Totally.
Like, why did you have to ruin all of it,
because
Wanda?
Because it was like, I don't think that her daughter is a thought in her mind anywhere.
It's,
you know,
winning. And it's the trophies. And then it very quickly and severely turned from beating Verna.
Right. Yes.
Not
yes.
even just Shanna winning the competition over Amber. It's,
yep,
Wanda beating Verna.
Yep.
And,
yep,
that's what it became all about.
Yep.
And you can't see when you're like that. She couldn't see.
So the state rests, and they're feeling that these tapes are, like, incontestable. That,
I mean,
like,
you can hear the hate
you
in her
can hear
voice. Because you can hear it. You're not just reading a transcript. You hear her,
yeah,
laughing.
She's chuckling.
She's coming up with ideas. What would cause the most trauma?
Right.
What would do this?
Right.
Really, like, what would fuck Amber up mentally? Should we,
yeah,
kill her mom? Should we just, like, make her mom go missing? Should we do that? Like,
uh-huh. I know.
Come on.
It's wild. But now we're going to meet Marla Harper. Marla Harper is Terry's wife. So Terry's, like, the bad guy here.
And she's Terry's sixth and seventh wife.
Right.
Now, everything we're about to hear is directly from the court transcripts, but they've recreated the audio.
Yes.
What did you hear your husband say to his brother in that conversation?
That he had finally gotten Wanda where he wanted her. That Tony was finally going to get his kids.
How was Tony going to get his kids?
Well, he said they were going to burn the bitch, was his exact words.
Did they talk about setting up Wanda Holloway?
Yes, they did.
Terry and his brother, the ex-wife of Wanda, set Wanda up.
But she also says, more importantly and firstly, she's terrified of Terry.
Yes.
He's abusive physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually. He's vindictive. He's manipulative. He attacked her for testifying in this very trial. And,
yeah,
she's here to explain that Wanda Holloway.
And the
was
reason
framed.
She's here to testify is because she knows she overheard the conversations, according to her, where these two men were talking about how they were going to set up Wanda.
And so Marla wrote a letter that is, like, one of the pieces of evidence that we see.
Yeah.
She goes, Terry, you told me when we got back together and everyone else that if you ever, for any reason, brought a gun back into this house for any reason, you wanted me to leave you. Well, you got it.
Yeah.
You're a very dangerous person and you and everyone else knows it. The only difference is that no one else has to live with you. For my family's peace and safety, I cannot contact them. Like, she's writing this down, and she also writes, remember when you lied to the police and you were bragging about setting Wanda up? Guess what? I recorded that conversation.
Yes.
Now, we don't hear that conversation.
Which, why? Why don't we have that?
I mean, maybe
she never turned it in. If it wasn't admitted as evidence, maybe she's lying. Maybe she didn't actually record it.
Maybe she didn't, but
yeah.
I think the conversation might have happened, because here's this is confusing, but Uncle Terry.
Yeah, this is very confusing and doesn't make much sense to me.
Tony is the ex-husband
yes.
that Wanda married in high school. His brother is Uncle Terry, the piece of shit. They were apparently, these two guys, Terry and Tony, in this together.
Yeah.
And the story goes that Terry, the brother-in-law, hit on Wanda. Wanda rats him out to her husband, Tony, his brother. Terry and Tony get in a fight over Wanda, and then they decide to, quote, burn the bitch so that Tony can get full custody of the kids.
Right. Now, what doesn't make any sense to me here is there's no question that this guy, Tony, is a total piece of shit. Marla is going to testify to the horrible things that he did
yes,
to her.
100%.
He beat her. He raped her.
Yes.
He is on record saying, I actually don't know if I raped her or not. I was too drunk,
was too remember. Drunk to remember.
Like what?
He's awful, this person.
He's a terrible person. But what I don't understand is that, like, Wanda's own attorney is going to make some shit up. He's going to say...
She said she went along with the scheme because she was afraid Harper would have somebody murder her.
And they'd ask her line by line, what did you mean by that? What did you mean when you said you just want her gone? She said, I was just kidding. I just, you know, was going along with Terry. It was like a joke we were having.
But she went along with it because she didn't want Terry and Tony mad at her. We never once hear Wanda on those tapes say, I don't want to do this.
Well,
we never hear her say, I want to call this off,
that's
ever.
The thing, because, like, there's more in the tapes where Terry, you could see him laying the traps for Wanda, and she's still entertaining it. And now Shanna says, because they dropped this in, Shanna says that her dad was super vindictive and was always trying to get, like, ammunition on Wanda, that
yeah.
Shanna would be interrogated about her mother for hours on
My end, dad was like that.
Trying to get dirt on Wanda,
yeah.
right? Now, I believe that. I really do. But where in the tapes is Wanda cleared?
Right,
we have so
right,
many
exactly.
tapes, and not a single second of that tape has her saying, you're absolutely not. You're
right.
a monster. Stop harassing me about this.
Right.
Hours and hours. How many
I
meetings?
I would never do that. She's a person. Oh my God, that's a child.
Like,
what is wrong with you?
Everyone's wrong
yeah.
here.
Yes.
Tony, Terry, and Wanda.
Yeah.
Because Wanda not once says, Terry, you're out of your mind.
Right.
I hate this woman. I'm just venting to you.
Right.
Like, I don't want this. And
yeah.
certainly don't take my diamond earrings as payment.
Right.
Like, you don't hear her
yeah.
say, you're
no.
out of your mind
no.
and I'm scared of you and my husband. None of that.
The only thing that she will say in her own defense here is that, like, it was a game and she was going along with it. We were all playing a game. And that doesn't make any sense to me.
Because are they saying also that Wanda never mentioned a hitman?
Right.
That this is all suggested to her? So they're telling me that these idiot men would know about her arch nemesis out of the blue and
what?
Suggest this to her? No, she told them that she hated Verna.
Because what is unclear here is we learn of Terry and Wanda connecting at that Christmas party. Like, we know that they've been...
Shanna, via Wanda
Shanna,
because Wanda didn't go to the party. She wasn't allowed. Too
right.
much drama.
But for the purpose of the documentary, that's the first time we know. It's like, here's my number. Call me. I want to talk to you about something. Somebody else is like, no. Wanda and Terry had been talking for weeks before that, so I don't really know what the note at the party is. It is unclear who brought the idea to who.
I kind of don't care,
It doesn't
really.
Matter. Yeah, yeah.
Because at no point, Wanda didn't have to go to the meetings. She didn't have to give the earrings.
Right.
She didn't have to come up with ideas.
And it's not like he's leading her every single time. Like, he's saying, how do you want her killed? And she's like, shoot her or get her delivered to Cuba.
Like or saying like, or would it be worse to have Amber go through trauma of not having a mother? Because then
right.
she probably, I mean, these are the conversations. And she's laughing.
Right.
She's having the time of her life.
And so this is why I'm saying, like, this is not the I, Tonya moment they think it is. You know what I mean? This is not the redemption for the mother. She sounds guilty as fuck to me.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. I just don't.
Yeah.
Even if, let's just say for the sake of argument, it was never like, I want you to shoot her in the head and what, like, even if it didn't go that far, they're still trying to talk about violence and horrible things happening. And there was a transaction. The
exactly.
transaction happened.
Right.
Why yeah. why else did she give Terry the earrings?
Right. And I'm sorry, but, like, Terry's wife, who's saying, like, it was all a setup and I have the tapes to prove it, we never see them.
And
we
I,
never hear them.
But I believe Marla,
yeah.
this ex-wife, because she's ripped apart on the stand because she's an abuse and rape survivor, which is disgusting.
100%.
Your stepfather had raped you. Is that correct?
That's true.
And your brother had raped you.
My half-brother.
And several other people have tried to rape you, have they not?
True.
But you told the doctors that you had trouble distinguishing between the truth and fiction, yes?
Yeah, I did it for my protection from Terry.
They're trying to say...
You don't know what's real,
right.
you're making this up, you're vindictive.
But she has been abused, and yes. she's a survivor 100%. Yes. And I believe Marla when she says that.
Oh my God, 1,000,000%. And Terry's like, I don't remember if I raped her or not. Not, of course I didn't do that. I would never do
right.
You know what
so
I mean?
So they're trying to make, oh, crazy Marla.
Exactly.
Which, no, we
no.
don't do.
No.
But Wanda takes the stand in her own defense.
Yeah.
And she says, like, I went along with it because I was afraid Terry would kill me. And I said all of those mean things because I was going along with Terry and I was really scared. And this is where I feel crazy. Because I'm like, what? Terry and Tony are awful people. I'm not discounting that at all. That yeah. is a 100% fact. But I'm having trouble with this idea that Wanda was just like along for the ride.
Right.
Because how did they even know that she hit? You think Tony gave a shit about anything in Wanda's life or what she cared about or didn't care about?
No. And it's like, so you guys are just role playing, Wanda. That what you're saying is like you and Terry are sitting in the car role playing. Like,
and Tony wasn't there until we only learned that Tony's involvement after the fact. Tony wasn't in the car.
Right. Exactly.
So it's just you and Terry. Like, so why else are you meeting up with Terry then?
Exactly.
I'm so confused.
And but this is what I'm saying. Like, this part of the documentary is so confusing because it's like, who came up with this story? That because her attorney says, no matter how many times she says, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, she never says that.
She never says it.
She never says that.
She never says, this is disgusting, I'm getting out of the car, and right. never call me again.
Exactly. Exactly.
That never came up. She's laughing about it.
So the case goes to the jury, and Shayna says,
I only went to the trial the day that she was being sentenced. And the reason for that was I wanted to be able to tell her bye if she were found guilty.
If my mom is found guilty and she's sentenced, I want to be able to say goodbye to her. That was heartbreaking to me.
I know, it's heartbreaking. And Wanda's found guilty and she gets 15 years and a fine of $10,000.
And we see Shayna and her mom hug. And Shayna's like, everything in my life changed in that moment. My mom was gone. I was going to have to go live with my dad. I was going to run away because there was no way I was going to live in that environment.
Yeah. It's not over, though, because right. Wanda's lawyer files a motion for a new trial because...
This is wild.
One of the jurors was on probation for cocaine possession. Like,
yes.
during the trial, they were on probation.
Right. And he like, either lied on his form or didn't understand that deferred adjudication is probation.
Well, he never should have served.
Right.
And now they're using this to throw out the conviction and start over. But there, it's weird, though, because this paperwork was there all along.
Because it says deferred adjudication is apparently the same thing as probation. You cannot serve on a jury if you are currently on probation. And he says in his paperwork, he's on deferred adjudication. Now, people are saying Wanda's team knew about this and they always have this in their back pocket. So in case it didn't go their way, they could get a new trial. But I'm saying, I don't think so, because wouldn't they assume the prosecution would have done the same thing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they assume that the prosecution also knew?
Yeah, because we get like all four lawyers going on record saying that they missed it. And it is suspicious. It is convenient timing.
Yeah.
And it is interesting that all four of you missed
it. Yeah, because whose job is it to go through and all of your clerks or whatever?
Because like, they all had to say on record, I missed it, which is like, are you just saying that now?
Right.
I don't know.
It is a very weird thing, but it works. She gets a new trial.
And now Wanda's doing a press tour.
Yes.
About how she was set up and she had nothing to do with it. And it was bigger than her and she didn't know how to get out of it.
And it's awful because she goes on Donahue, and I remember this.
I remember
seeing this. I don't know if I saw it in a rerun or whatever, but I've seen this before.
I love you're watching reruns of Donahue. You just can't get enough.
Listen, Donahue was great. But you see Shanna sitting next to her mother, and she looks exactly the way Amber looks sitting next to her mother on Maury Povich.
Look, spoiler, it does not go well, this Donahue interview.
No, because at first Shanna is talking and she's like, the audience kind of felt sorry for me. But as soon as the mom breaks in, the audience is like, what is wrong with you? Asking all the right questions.
Because again, there's no audio of her saying, this is preposterous, you're a monster, get me out of this car, I'm never speaking to you again.
Right.
And in the middle of this, Shanna starts high school, which is a nightmare, as if it couldn't get any worse.
My locker, Amber's locker, and her brother Aaron's locker were all next to each other because it was alphabetical and I was Harper, they were Heath. And that was a problem.
Shanna's locker was directly next to Amber's locker and her brother's locker because it was alphabetical. And I'm like, can we get an adult in the room? And no one could have gotten ahead of this.
I know. It was shocking to me to realize that she hasn't even started high school yet. It feels like we're at the end of high school.
I know.
She's not even started high school yet.
And now she has to, because they come next to each other in the alphabet.
Yes.
They have to be, like, can we break that rule?
It's so, totally.
Can we go against that rule? Like, what's next? You're going to force them to be lab partners?
I know. And Shanna's just saying that, like, everyone had a preconceived notion of me. You know, I mean, like, your mom's the murderer.
She's ostracized.
Yeah.
She said, I lost myself completely.
Yes.
Now, Tony, the father, is trying to sell his story to HBO. I type as I watch this documentary on
HBO. I know.
So he needs Wanda's permission, and Wanda won't give it to him.
No, because he's trying to sell the rights for the kids, and Wanda won't give him the rights.
And so eventually, well, there's a lot of back and forth, but eventually this all gets settled in family court.
Yes.
And according to Shanna, her life rights were sold out from under her against her will.
But she got all the money and not her dad.
And so the judge went with HBO because they were the highest bidder.
Yes.
So she is explaining, even though she had no say in it, the judge tried to do, I guess, the right thing by her in some way and gave her the most money.
Yeah. And this is how we get that, like, famous Holly Hunter movie.
The positively true adventures of the alleged Texas cheerleader murdering mom.
Like, the greatest title of any TV movie of all
Holly
time.
Holly Hunter plays Wanda.
Yes.
Beau Bridges plays Terry, and Swoozy Kurtz as Marlo.
Swoozy Alex herself from Sisters?
The critics.
Oh my God.
Loved it.
Of course.
It was camp. It was unexpectedly
so
self-aware.
Ahead of its time.
Like, unexpectedly self-aware from Wikipedia. Reception for the film was positive. Entertainment Weekly praises the film, stating the movie gets its real kick when it comes time for everyone to sell their rights to Hollywood. One writer even remarking that she has Holly Hunter in mind for the lead.
Well, Holly Hunter's so good.
Roger Ebert recommended the film as video of the week on At the Movies.
Wow.
But, is it all fun and games? Because we're at the premiere.
So Shanna gets invited to the premiere of the movie. And of course she does not understand the humor. It's highbrow, lowbrow comedy, you know? And she's like,
I'm sitting there and there's, you know, hundreds of people packed in this movie theater. And I just remember people laughing at things that I just thought, that's not even funny, and that's not even how it went.
She doesn't really get it, but
it's not funny to her.
It's not funny to her. She wants to meet Holly Hunter. Holly Hunter won't meet her. That is fucked, Holly Hunter.
Yeah.
I hope that you've seen this and you've since sent that girl an email. It is not her fault.
Or I'm just gonna play devil's advocate here. Did it not even get to Holly Hunter?
Uh-huh.
Was it someone else saying no, little girl, get away? I don't know. I just find it hard to believe that there was some standoff and Holly Hunter is like, absolutely not, get her away from
me. Well, but I do think back in the day, there was a lot of thought that Shanna was in on it. You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
And so maybe Holly Hunter was like, I can't meet her. What is she even doing here? But we know better now, Holly.
Yeah.
And as Oprah says, when we know better, we do better, girl.
I think there's more to this.
Yeah, I hope so. Holly Hunter doesn't seem like a monster to me.
Who knows? I've all been burned before.
Holly Hunter's a monster. You heard it here first, folks.
Oh my God. So it's 1996, 5 years later. Wanda pleads guilty.
Yes.
And she could get 5 years, but would probably be out in 6 months.
Yes. She's sentenced. She goes to prison and, you know, she's supposed to have her own cell. She doesn't have her own cell. She's only in prison for 6 months. She gets out. She's fine. She's not in this documentary.
Yeah. And she had to pay a total of $150,000 to the victims. $70,000 would be given to Verna and the husband.
Yeah.
$30,000 to the children of Verna.
Oh,
Amber,
wow.
And $50,000 to cover the legal expenses of the case. I had to Google that.
But I was also like, where'd she get that money? Like, you know what I mean? Wanda doesn't have $150,000.
Well, just because it was ruled that she has to pay it.
Doesn't mean she's going to.
They never pay it.
Yeah.
So.
But now it sort of ends with this like big reveal that isn't really a big reveal.
With 8 minutes left, Shanna drops a bomb on us. She goes, wait, I have to go back.
I have to go back. I've only told two people of this in my entire life.
And it makes my mom look really bad.
Yeah.
Now, 6 weeks before the arrest, Shanna. Now, remember, 5 weeks before the arrest is the Christmas party note.
Mm-hmm.
This was a week before that.
Yes.
6 weeks before the arrest, Shanna and her mom are in the kitchen commiserating.
Yes.
And Wanda starts talking about,
you know, what if something happened to Vern and Amber? We just didn't have to deal with them anymore. And I'm like, what do you mean? Be more specific. You know, like if they just like crashed off a mountain or something, off a cliff, and just didn't have to deal with them anymore.
You know, accidents happen. What if she, I don't know, drove her car off a cliff or something? Like, what do you think about that?
Oh, my God.
And Shen is like, Mom, would my life be better if I didn't have to deal with them? Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, do I want something bad to happen to them? No.
Absolutely not. And, like, in no world did Shanna think her mother was even serious.
And because she goes, and then it just kind of went quiet. And Shanna's like, oh, my mom's just being crazy.
Yeah.
This is just a stressed out day. Like, there's no way she's actually asking me. We're just talking because we're both stressed out and sad.
But then she was like the pass the note kid to Uncle Terry, who she knows is like an ex-convict and like not a good guy.
And then Wanda is always sneaking out of church to meet up with Uncle Terry. And Shanna's like, I know my mom was up to something. I know I'm being lied to.
Yes.
And she's like, but I didn't stop it. And I'm like, well, how could you?
How
you weren't gonna.
And in fact, you might have been putting yourself in danger. danger.
Totally. And if your mom isn't going to listen to you. Your mom's going to win no matter what. It wasn't about you, Shanna.
No. But what, Shanna, what I want you to understand, though, is that your mom is guilty of this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, your mom did this.
Right. And now Shanna's going through a lot, and she's admitting that she's not dealing with it in the healthiest way.
Yeah.
She was self-medicating. She was in relationships that were bad for her. She said, I punished myself for years. She felt like she had no purpose. She wanted to die. And she hit rock bottom, and she just one day was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, she just decides she's going to literally pick herself up off the kitchen floor, change her life for the better. She said, I realize I'm my own hero. Other people can't make you happy. Only you can do that. True.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, she's going to be okay, you know, and one of the talking heads is saying, like, while we're all trying to, like, make sense of this, just don't. She's like, because I think at the end of the day, like, sometimes people just do dumb stuff. I think Wanda Holloway did dumb stuff, and I'm just glad Shanna survived it.
Yeah, she did. And Amber and Verna, hello.
Yeah. And I mean, the quote.
Even though I don't love Verna's parenting from what I've learned.
No, Verna sucks too. But, like, in the very end, Shanna's saying, like, my mom and I aren't as close as we have been in the past, but we'll always be there for each other. But
they never talk about this.
They never talk about it at all. And like this quote hit me like a ton of bricks. She says,
when I told her I was doing this documentary, she said, why do you want to go bringing all that up again? Nobody got hurt. Except you.
Except for you.
I mean,
like, you know what I mean?
And there it is.
Like, Shanna, you're just not important. You're just an afterthought to your mother.
Or it's, which is like so cruel.
Yes. No one got hurt except for you. And Shanna looks at the camera like, that tells you everything you need to know.
I mean, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Go learn how to play chess yourself. Why don't you learn to play chess? Watch that clip. It's on YouTube. It's the Joy Luck Club.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The way this little diva actress just commands that. She like takes a beat. She like takes a breath. Why don't you learn to play chess? She like hisses at her mother. It's so good. And watch Bring It On.
Oh, girl, we did, what's it called?
The Texas Cheerleader Murder Plot on HBO.
Wild, 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 wild. Fam, join the Facebook group, please. We got 59,000 people in there making friends, being cool, having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm on tour. We've announced 17 cities. We're announcing like another 20.
Oh my God.
It's like wild. I'm going everywhere. But go to patricktours.com, see where I'm coming. A couple of cities are sold out, but just come, make friends. I'm going to make you laugh for an hour, and then we're all going to go to the bar and drink for the rest of the night and just hang out.
Yeah, and go alone. If you are going alone, go alone and go make friends.
Yes, thank you for saying that. We're making stickers for the solo travelers that say solo and fabulous, which means if you're there and you want to make new friends. And for the people that are coming in groups, we have another sticker that's like, we want to meet solo travelers.
You can sit with us.
You can sit with us. So, you know, check it out. It's going to be really, really fun. And I'm very excited, man.
Good.
What do we do next, girl?
Oh, my God. BS High. Have you heard about this?
No. Is it B. Arthur High?
No, but it's BS, like bullshit.
What is it? What happens there?
It's a scam artist who ran this fake school and like a fake football program and ended up on ESPN and like ruined a bunch of kids' lives.
No.
And it's like Bishop Sycamore High School, so it literally is BS High.
Oh my God.
This guy, you're gonna hate this guy. He's insufferable. He's the fucking worst.
Oh, I can't wait.
Scam artist.
Drag him to film.
Oh, we will. Oh, wait.
Oh,
no, we will.
Yeah. All right, fam, we love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
How this happens got a lot of people scratching their head. Bishop Sycamore is not even a real high school.
They did not have teachers.
We really was pretty much on our own.
We didn't have any trainers. People were sharing helmets.
It was disgusting. I was literally sick to my stomach.
I can't believe this happened again.
My philosophy in business is do what the people who have the money do, even if you don't have the money.
Roy will tell you he's a liar.
He knew what to say, how to say it.
He's like, oh man, you gotta let that go. I said, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go of his neck after I grab it.
I think I'm the most honest liar that I know.
How can you coach kids and you know it's not a school?
Roy would tell people, you're gonna be playing in Alabama.
He was just selling me a dream.
Ohio was embarrassed by this. They called the thing explicitly a scam and then said they couldn't do a damn thing about it.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.